11:18, Dean Richards, Sunday morning, WGN. Tonight at Ravinia, we're showing it on the big screen, the Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, Harold Ramis film. Ghostbusters be shown all over the big screens, all over Ravinia. Chicago Symphony Orchestra will be playing the score live. I'll do a pre-show chat. Some interesting facts and figures about the movie before it all starts. But what we're really excited about is a special poster that we're going to be giving away before the movie starts. A Ghostbusters poster that has been autographed by Bill Murray himself. The folks at Murray Brothers Caddyshack Restaurant in Rosemont heard about this appearance that we were doing tonight. And they said, would you like a poster autographed by Bill to give away? We said, duh, yes. And they were nice enough to get it for us, and it's beautifully framed. And if you would like to win it, when you come to Ravinia tonight, stop by the WGN tent that we've got set up. It's right by the front gates. You'll sign up, and then we're going to have a random drawing and give it away before the music, before the movie starts tonight. On the line with us right now is Andy Murray. Andy, I would argue you do all the hard work at this restaurant, you know, while the others take all the glory.
See, well, I'm the one with the real job. they said, yeah, well, you're not an actor, so yeah, you can go in the restaurant business. So, it's very nice, though. So.
Andy is the cook, the chef. Runs the restaurant.
Bottle washer,
all the important jobs that the other Murray brothers do not do because they've got other things going on. But first of all, we want to thank you guys for getting us this poster. It's beautiful.
No, I think it's a great idea. The movie and the CSO playing tonight, that's a real trip, boy.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. So we thank you very much. The first Caddyshack restaurant, the Murray Brothers Caddyshack, was actually in St. Augustine, Florida. Am I remembering that correctly?
It still is. Next year is our 20th anniversary.
And then you guys opened here in the Chicago area in Rosemont a few years ago.
Last April, so yeah. A year and 3 months ago.
Yeah, and it's quickly become one of the favorite restaurants in that area. Talk to us a little bit about the restaurant. The theme of the restaurant is movies. So I mean, you know, if people are a fan of movies, it's so much fun to go and look at all the memorabilia and posters and things that you've got there.
Yeah, it's a Caddyshack restaurant, but it does have all the posters from, you know, all the brothers, not just Billy, but Brian and Joel and Johnny. There's posters from weird, obscure movies that you've never heard of, but I didn't even know my brothers did. So, yeah, it's a very comfortable, it's a pretty restaurant, and my food's pretty good.
If you do say so yourself.
They're my recipe, so yeah, it is.
Yeah, I've been there a few times, and then he's not kidding. The food is pretty good. How do you describe your cuisine there? If people have never been...
It's more comfort food than fine dining, but it's like in between there. It's food done well. That's what I like to say.
What would you say are some of your most popular items on the menu?
Well, we got these crazy golf balls, these potato golf balls. We call them gopher balls, and I sell a few thousand of them a week. Wow. They're mashed potato, fried mashed potato with cheese and bacon and some other things, and that I do these buffalo Brussels sprouts that people seem to, all the vegetarians go crazy for them. Yeah. But I got great crab cakes. I have a fabulous hamburger. But it's simple but done well.
Yeah, good stuff. What was it like growing up in this family with all these brothers? How do you find your place with all these bigger than life personalities?
I was one of the, they call the three little boys. There's nine kids in the family, and we ate dinner at the dinner table every night, you know, before my father died. So there were 11 people. And if you could make my father laugh, you were doing really good because he had a very dry sense of humor. And so the dinner table was a lot of one-liners. And as a little kid, you just kind of ducked and tried to stay out of the way while the older brothers and sisters went at it. But it's funny, you know, I've got a lot of friends and they're pretty close to their family, but we talk all the time, our family.
Yeah.
We're all going on a vacation next week together.
I guess not all that different, really, from a lot of, Chicago families that, you know, back in the day, a lot of people had. I don't know if they quite had as many siblings as you do, but most everybody had pretty big families back then. And just to get some attention from the parents back then, I mean, you had to do whatever you had to do. You know, personalities were developed in family situations like that.
And very much so. My father died very young, and right after that, you know, some of the older brothers went. One went off to the Air Force, and one went off to the college, and one was in the convent. And so that gave the younger brothers a chance to step up and make their place in the family.
Yeah, with so many acting brothers in the family, though, was it especially theatrical? I mean, were you able to see in Bill and Brian and some of the others that there was something special about what they were doing?
I always knew Billy and Brian were special. I knew they were something different. They were different than anybody else I knew, and they can just look at me and make me laugh. But when you're with Billy or Brian and they're in a great mood, there's nobody else in the world you'd rather be with.
Yeah.
When they're in a bad mood, of course, you want to be as far away as possible.
I can't even imagine them being in a bad mood.
Trust me, they have their moments.
Yeah, turns out they're human after all, right?
You know what? And they work very hard at staying human.
Yeah.
They really do.
Yeah. Well, if folks want to stop out and check out the restaurant, it's a really fun place. It's in the Crown Plaza Hotel in Rosemont. It's 9546 Balmoral Avenue, to be exact. You want more info, 847-443-3673. And, Andy, again, we thank you very much for getting this poster for us, signed by Billy.
And our pleasure.
I know that somebody at Ravinia tonight is going to go home very happy taking this this beautiful souvenir home tonight.
It's a nice poster, and he's got a real nice signature. Actually,
he does have very nice penmanship, I must say.
He does have nice penmanship. He's more so than mine
or mine. So I'm right with you, Andy. Thank you very much for taking a few minutes, and thanks again for everything. We appreciate it.
No problem, Dean. Thanks very much.
All right, buddy. There's Andy Murray, one of the many Murray brothers, part of the Murray Brothers Caddyshack restaurant that is out in Rosemont. Our Food Time segment.